The fall.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
All along, the plan was Project 2025. The 900-page far-right blueprint on how to go full authoritarian in a second Trump term, a document so full of unpopular, radioactive, and illegal ideas that Donald Trump pretended throughout the campaign he had nothing to do with it, even though we all knew he did. Today, the Trump administration succeeded in adding to a key post one of the top architects of Project 2025, someone who should be quite famous and will be, I think, as time goes on. His name is Russell Vogt. He's the guy who literally wrote the chapter in Project 2025 that lays the foundation for the ongoing Trump-Musk attack on your government's most basic functions. The Project 2025 architect, who was just confirmed as Trump's budget director, says we are living in a post-constitutional time. He wrote that in a 2022 essay that argued that the left has corrupted the nation's laws and institutions. And he reiterated that point last year after a jury found Trump guilty on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, tweeting, "Do not tell me we are living under the Constitution." So Vogt has developed a theory in response.
Yes.
To destroy the structure of the republic that diffuses power. He calls it radical constitutionalism. The theory, such as it is, which is not that sophisticated or interesting, is that the libs did it first. They violated the Constitution. So now MAGA gets to do it on an unprecedented scale.
What?
A post-constitutional order in which an authoritarian president seizes the power over all the money in the federal government, up to $6 trillion, one-fifth of the entire United States economy. Your Social Security checks, your Medicare checks, your student loans, every single last thing, all of it, all in the control of Donald Trump or, well, Elon Musk, or actually, maybe more properly, Musk's personal entourages of 20-somethings who likes to post things like, "I was racist before it was cool."
I was racist before being racist was cool. Wasn't that a song? Oh, country. Same thing? I don't know. They're stealing the towels right in front of your freaking face, everybody. Right in front of your face. It is the Super Bowl of corruption is what it is. That came to me from God. That came to me this morning from God. He said, "You know, Ran, this is, Super Bowl weekend, but Super Bowl of corruption, this is the weekend because they're going to go home and the little weasels are going to still be embedded inside." And I said, "No, God, no, absolutely no, because the courts have ruled that he must get out of the systems. And of course, we're a nation of law." Yeah, I mean, these are interesting times, aren't they? And we have some interesting people doing interesting things to us. It's fascinating is what it is. And you know, I understand why. And, you know, yesterday I kept on telling you that I would tell you why the Republicans are going along with it. And then I neglected to tell you. So let me tell you now. The reason why the Republicans are doing absolutely nothing in the face of the greatest heist in the history of mankind is because they are part of the crew. If you will, if you must, if you may, envision a world in which a mob boss takes control of the United States, okay? Of the government, of all its workings, of all its money, of all of the transfers of money, the entire system. Now, would that mob boss want to be famous for doing that? Would he want his face on the caper? I say no. I say he would want somebody else's face on the crime, right? Just in case some things go south or they're not, popular with other members of the crew. So they guarantee the mob bosses, don't worry. My fingerprints aren't on this. Don't worry. We're undetectable, completely undetectable. No fingerprints connect us to this heist, okay? None. And now the people who are part of the crew have protection from being discovered as being part of a crew, A. But B, they all get their cut for not ratting out the caper, for not ratting out the crime, for not saying, the heist is improper. But they've been told, don't buy anything. Okay, don't go spending fancy money. Don't go buying stuff. And you got idiots like Tommy Tuberville who are going to go out and buy a pink Cadillac and say, but my wife loves this car. And this is the soft white underbelly of the problem that they have right now. But basically, the reason why Republicans are going along with this is because the Republicans are part of it. Okay. Now, first of all, I want you to consider who are the Republicans. Who are they in the Senate, especially who confirmed Rust's vote last night? This is what we're talking about here, right? So why did they all vote? 53 of them, 53 voted yes. 47 of us, 47 voted no. All right. Why did 53 Republicans say yes? Well, let's look at number one, how rich they are. Yes, they're all millionaires, every single one of them. And number two, how old they are. That's right. They're all looking for a retirement. Okay. Chuck Grassley is almost 100 years old and he's chairman of the Judiciary Committee. He's like 100. So, look, wouldn't you, if you were part of the crew and you were facing retirement and you were trying to make even more money on the way out the door, meaning you wanted to take all the money that you made from the inside information that you got the whole time you were there, and you're still getting inside information because you're still there, okay? Wouldn't you want the tax code to actually say, and now you can go with your fortune and you don't have to pay any taxes on it? Wouldn't that be like a great cash out experience for you? So that's part of it. The other part is they are part of the crime. And so an offer they can't refuse has been made. You understand this, right? So they've been told either you vote yes on vote or your social media, you know, turns against you. And you could go hide your family in the Cayman Islands for the rest of your days, for all we care. But you're not going to be able to be safe here in the United States. You're not. So, you know, the offer you couldn't refuse was either your signature or your brains were on this contract. That was the offer. This one is either your yes vote is there or your social media. You know, we expose you on social media and the MAGA people, they freak out and they go after you. And, you know, you're turned into some sort of a meal for the fishes, something. So this is why the GOP is going along with it. Also, they have in common, they hate the same people. That's just a thing. They hate the same people, okay? They hate people that aren't, you know, white, Christian, nationalists. Even if they don't think that they are, they hate people who aren't. So all the senators are multimillionaires, the GOP senators, okay? All of them are aging, and they're going to age out, and they know it. So wouldn't it be great if they and here's another way to think about it, okay? I wrote this one down, too, in case you're having a problem with my mafia references, which men don't, but women sometimes do. Let's say this is really a game of musical chairs, okay? And you're a Republican senator. You have a chair. You're in a chair. And so when the music stops, meaning after the heist is complete and it's all over, you have a chair. You don't have to compete for a safe chair. You're not out of the game. You're in the chair. And whatever you do, you're not going to give up that chair. That is your position of privilege. And it is a position you are not going to give up. And Trump can actually make you give it up by primarying you. Elon Musk can spend a couple of tens of millions of dollars, not just a couple of million, but he could spend tens of millions of dollars on a state election. This is why Joni Ernst is going along with all this madness, okay? The military crap, putting Hegseth in charge of the freaking Department of Defense. You know how she probably had to, stop herself from retching in public as she cast that vote? But she's got a chair. And when the music stops, she's not going to be without a chair. And that's why she voted for somebody who is obviously going to contribute to the rapey nature of the military. And she has that experience.